A new work uses changing rhythms, music, and dance to tell the story of how people forced from their homeland survived and thrived by creating a new home. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
El Viaje, The Journey, uses a four-note motif with a call and response.
It starts in Africa with basic bata rhythms.
Composer Pablo Batista wanted to combine these rhythms with strings.
The folkloric African drumming and the orchestral classical influences that were going on in the world was a beautiful combination.
It also speaks to the more global nature of the story.
It's really about my parents, your parents. It's about people who have had to leave the comfort of their life or their country because they were forced to. Whether it's economic slavery, forced slavery, or just wanting a better way.
Batista is a percussionist of Puerto Rican heritage. He grew up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, listening to salsa, jazz, R&B, rock, and more. He went on to work with Grover Washington Jr., Alicia Keys, and others, while also studying folkloric rhythms from Africa, Cuba, the Caribbean, and Brazil.
I always wanted to combine these rhythms, and I always wanted to combine like all these different experiences that I had.
And so the story moves across the ocean to new homelands, including New Orleans and Bethlehem, where the factories closed, but a performance center emerged.
They opened up the steel stacks, and it's a beautiful venue. They revitalized the whole city.
El Viaje, a work of music, sound, and light, is written for percussion, saxophone, trumpet, trombone, string quartet, voice, and dancers.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.